Northwest farmers and orchardists are among the potential beneficiaries if the U.S. and Cuba normalize their relationship and the trade embargo ends. They're among many still trying to sort out what President Obama's announcement Wednesday of changes in Cuba policy means for them. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
Kevin Moffitt of the Pair Bureau Northwest was along when Washington Senator Maria Cantwell led a trade mission to Cuba in 2002. That trip resulted in a deal that now allows Washington pear growers to sell an average of 40 tons of pears to Cuba each year. That's a pretty small chunk of the pear export market, but Moffitt says he hopes the president's announcement will open doors for Oregon pear growers, too.
I'm actually quite optimistic that this could turn into a not a market like Mexico, of course, but a good-sized market.
Business groups say it's too soon to know what the president's announcement will mean in the long run, but they say other potential Northwest exports to Cuba include wine, craft beer, and seafood. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.